province, your news. East Coast Radio News Watch.
Authorities in eThekwini say law enforcement has been boosted for the holiday period. They say the metro is ready to welcome over 1 million festive season visitors and keep the city safe. Officials say over 2,000 officers are being deployed around the city, while surveillance along the beachfront has been expanded. Speaking earlier today at the Durban beachfront, Metro Police Commissioner Sponelo Mqunu said officers will conduct day and night patrols supported by more than 500 CCTV cameras.
There will be high visibility of patrols along the beaches, our promenades, our parks, our tourism nodes. There will be high visibility in our dedicated traffic management routes, which will include our highways, your N3, your N2, and also your M4 South and your M4 North. There will be joint operations with our national SAPS together with Home Affairs and RTIs. We're intending to have 21 roadblocks during this festive season.
Well, Mayor Cyril Tlaba says the festive season is set to inject hundreds of millions of rands into the local economy. He says with the cruise season now underway, Durban is welcoming a strong lineup of vessels and a rising number of international tourists.
We anticipate a direct spend of more than 341 million rand and a total contribution of 845 million to the city's GDP. This economic activity will help create over 15,000 jobs and generate more than 630 million in taxes.
Police Minister Senzo Mqunu has now given alleged human rights abuses as one of the reasons for disbanding the political killings task team. Mqunu told the Madlanga Commission that the complaints came from 8 whistleblowers, including human rights activist Mary De Haas and alleged SAPS whistleblower Patricia Mashale. Newswatch's Anastasi Mokgobu reports.
The minister explained that the concerns were raised by various groups, including civil society organizations, whistleblowers, members of parliament, police officers, and members of the public. Some of the claims, particularly from Mashale, who says she's a former police officer, were posted on Facebook. Evidence leader advocate Matlapisilo asked whether Mqunu had tested the veracity of the Facebook claims.
I didn't meet any one of them. I took what I was reading.
Mqunu says he submitted the names of the 8 whistleblowers to the commission to assess whether his decision was correct.
The public protector has cleared Umgeni Municipality Mayor Chris Pappas of allegations of misappropriating funds. Pappas was accused of nepotism with allegations that municipal funds were channeled to his then partner who headed Umgeni Tourism. The claims prompted an ANC Youth League-led protest in Howick calling for his arrest. Today, during the municipality's last full council meeting of the year, legal advisor Lilani Vandenberg announced that the public protector found no wrongdoing.
I am pleased to say that on the 13th of November 2025, the public protector's office issued a notice to report back that all 3 allegations that had been brought in terms against the mayor, the MM was part of some of them too, that the public protector found that all of these allegations were unsubstantiated.
And prominent American playwright and actor Jeremy O. Harris has been arrested in Japan on suspicion of drug smuggling. Harris was detained in Okinawa. Local reports say customs officers found a substance containing the stimulant MDMA concealed in the 36-year-old's tote bag. Harris is known for the show Slave Play, which earned a record-breaking 12 Tony nominations in 2018. He also serves as a co-producer on HBO's popular series Euphoria, while also having played the character of fashion designer Gregory Dupria in Emily in Paris. Durban 26 tomorrow, Pietermaritzburg 24, Richards Bay 28.
Here's what's coming up in your sport. The Proteas women are dominating Ireland in the first T20 in Cape Town. Christopher Reitan still leading the Nedbank Golf Challenge, but by only one shot after round 2. And Lando Norris dominates the first practice session at the season-ending Abu Dhabi Grand Prix.